Train hopping. Well, from time to time, a local train blocks the way to or from my adventure, because the main road goes above the tracks, and only bicyclists take the old stretch. The trains can be parked there for hours. The only other way to get across is the above overpass. I did it once, but it was very dangerous, and there were large holes in the road. This evening, there was no way to get home but to hop over the train. A gentleman was already fidgeting on the other side. He must have been waiting for quite a while. When I arrived at the tracks, the brakes made a sound, but it was nothing. We waited and waited until the gentleman decided to throw his bicycle over the assembly connecting the train cars. I grabbed the bicycle he threw to the ground and dragged it off to safety as he made his crossing. It was my time to go, and seeing that I was helpful, he offered to help me. But my tank of a bicycle was already halfway up. I got it up on the train car platform in a single go. He had a sports bicycle. It was light, small, and bouncy. My bicycle needed to go up the train, then I needed to push it to the other end of the car, and then pull it down. So I quickly replied, "No, this is just part of the adventure." And he was already answering his own question out loud. "No, you don't need help." As my bicycle, wallet, and phone became part of the freaking train cargo, I had to hurry. To get on top of the train, I had to use the little ladder. And you know what? The moment I grabbed onto it, I felt like I belonged there, like I was destined to be a train engineer. Though I am a very quiet and a well-mannered person, as I heaved myself up on the ladder, I let out a great big The ladder had only one real step, but it worked well, and it gave me a good and refreshing cat-like stretch. The moment I got on top of the train, though, I really don't know what got into me. I looked at the stranger, who was now some feet away, and I yelled, "If I don't make it down from here, then I'm headed for Ohio!" The stranger quickly hurried away after that, and it was now my bicycle, my wallet, my phone, and my butt that was the cargo. Yikes! And as I was standing up there gathering my thoughts, I realized this is a pretty wild event in contrast to my free CAD tutorials, and decided to get down as quickly as possible. I led my tank of a bicycle, now for some reason 50 pounds heavier, across the car, and rather than going back for the other ladder, I decided to jump down. I haven't jumped this far down since I was showing off when I was 8 or 10 or so. Instantly, I misjudged the height, and as I thought I was about to land, I still had a foot to go. I landed as gracefully as a great warrior. Arr! I grabbed my bicycle and pulled it down. And just like that, my adventure in the middle of an adventure was over. I was no longer a train-hopping hoodlum and no goodnik punk. I was now an ordinary bodybuilder with a tank for a bicycle. No one will ever know that I almost made it to Ohio.